I want to take you along with me to this particular subject called tracking small wins. Too often time we always think that small wins are insignificant and not necessary. But today I discovered that small wins are so vital for your next progressive steps. A lot of time you ignore the small wins, and that's why there is a big gap wondering what should I do with my next steps. But the small wins are reachable wins. They are wins that will help you to celebrate and motivate you to go even further. And I don't want you to ignore them because they are very crucial. And I want to challenge you today. First of all, let me bring you to a story. I'm not too sure whether you remember the story. Helen Keller and Anne Sullivan. Helen Keller she was born blind and deaf, and the mother and the parents had to invite a teacher by the name of Anne Sullivan. But during the time when Helen Keller was extremely introverted, wild, and also at the same time uncontrollable like many kids today, they invited Anne Sullivan, partially blind, to come in to educate her and tutor her. And during the time, it was not an easy time to tutor this blind girl, Helen Keller. At one particular stage, Anne actually took the spoon to help Helen to hold the spoon. But when she held the spoon, she threw the spoon at her and banged on the table. But Anne did not give up, but continuously helped her. At one stage, she was trying to take the food near her nose and let her smell the food. And then what happened was, she took a spoon with a morsel of food, trying to put it into her mouth. And as she took that morsel of food, she was not even chewing it while Anne was asking her, chew the food. Instead, she spit at her face. Anne Sullivan decided to wipe her face and took a jug of water and pour it on her unexpectedly. And Helen began to cry. Anne did not give up, continued to take the spoon and the food, and this did many times. When they were going upstairs, Helen's mom heard the steps. The servant quickly took the baby away from her. And Helen quickly ran to the mother and hugged the mother with tears in her eyes. And the mother asked her, "What's wrong? What happened?" And Sullivan said this, "Ma'am, she ate from her own plate. She ate with her spoon herself, and she folded her napkin." To many of us, folding up a napkin is not a big deal, isn't it? But to the mother, she couldn't believe it. She said, "What? Folded a napkin?" And she paused for a moment and she repeated and said, "Her room is a wreck, but she folded a napkin?" Yes, she did. She folded a napkin. Helen Keller did a little small thing, which we call the small wins. And that began to bring her to another level of obedience. We tend to look for big projects, big things. We want to look at big things so that we can accomplish big stuff. But the Lord showed me from the scripture, we tend to become oblivious with all of these small little wins. But today I want to take you along with me. Because if you could imagine with me going to a mechanic who doesn't even appreciate all the small little things, such as the screws and the nuts, what will happen to your car? Some of us may think that why pastor is so particular with small little things. I want to ask you today, would you want to walk with small little pebble in your shoe? You would not even want to. Why? Because it's uncomfortable. Today, the progress principle is always the prime factor of our lives. And in this particular factor, we want to look at small wins, because small wins will lead you to another level and ability to achieve even higher level. First of all, Zechariah said, chapter 4, verse 10, who despises the day of small things. Men will rejoice when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. Today, I want you to see what small wins can do for you. First of all, I want you to see small wins can improve our perspective. Listen to these words. Quote, perspective is not what we see, but the way we see it. Perspective is not what you see, but the way you see it. May I challenge you from the book of Judges, a man called Gideon. Gideon, as you and I know, was called by God as a warrior, yet at the same time he was hiding himself from the enemy. And as he was approached by God, he was told to rescue the entire nation of Israel. But this is what he says in Judges 6 verse 15. He says, but Lord, how can I possibly save Israel? And this is his excuse. And I pray that none of us will give any excuse as Gideon had. He says, my family group is the weakest in the tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least important member of my family. We often think at our own surroundings and our own environment, and we often think, it's not possible. I can do great things. But the Lord began to take Gideon to a place where he wants him to see all these little wins, little victories that he had. And so God began to take Gideon to another level. And as Gideon said, you know, if you really want me to go, would you show me the sign? Would you do something to confirm that it is you who called me? And so God did. He brought an offering before the Lord and a big pot of goat soup and some bread. And the Bible tells me the fire instantly consumed everything. And there was just one victory, small little wins. And there were signs and that he was seeking God for confirmation, and God gave him the sign as well. Brothers and sisters, those small victories has helped Gideon to discover some new perspectives. Do you know that Gideon initially was so afraid, but now, though he was feeble at one stage of his faith, but now he decided to go forward and do what God wants him to do. He was giving an excuse initially, but now he began to do that proclamation. And God took him with the 32,000 soldiers, and God gradually reduced them to 300 soldiers to fight against numerous Amalekites. And so he was just standing there, but he did not give any more excuses. He did not tell God, God, I prefer the 32,000 and not 300. Look at the army of the enemy. It's so huge, humongous. But he did not say that now. He did not give any excuse because his perspective has changed. He knew that God is with him. Somebody say amen. God is with him. Judges chapter 7 shows us the victory that he had. Gideon, yes, had some very small wins along the way. And now he began to have a new perspective and gradually submitted himself and surrendered and followed through God's command. And with that, victory began to take place. Brothers and sisters, I cannot deny the fact that every time when there were small little wins that I have, my perspective began to change. My motivation was more intense. And I saw some things that I would never see in my own natural sight. But God has given me some thoughts, some observation, and has improved all of these as days goes by. Some of us, we were not able to see what can actually happen for us as long as you and I start to celebrate those small wins. You know, when my wife and I, when we started the ministry, We exercise one thing, hospitality. We never stop taking people into our place. No matter how little we have, we get them to the house. We want to feed them. We want to have a fellowship. We want to get them together. We started right from the beginning of our ministry. And in my house, we always have people living in my place, not only for days, for weeks, but even for months and for years. We just want them to be there and to be looked after. We began to build more friends. And you see those little small successes, little small victories that we have. People find comfortable time and environment to fellowship with us. And wherever we go, we have some friends to meet up with. Though they were not there always, they left. They went to another country, to another state. But we had great opportunity to visit them. Small little wins changed my perspective that God is able to give greater success. I challenge you today, have some stronger faith and expectation because of the small wins we have. We are able to see possibilities today. Why? Because of the small wins. Joshua and Caleb could see all those little miracles that took place as they began to walk through the miracles in the desert. But with that, Joshua and Caleb was able to see things differently. Their perspective was so different. 10 spies say it is impossible. But Joshua and Caleb says it is possible. The small wins are able to help you to see the possibilities against the impossibilities. We should not underestimate any acts of small wins today. Please, have these small wins, collect them, and say, Father, you are teaching me. And I'm beginning to see a lot of my small wins as I collect them for the 25 years in the ministry. And I look at them and I say, wow, God, you are taking me to a greater level. A level of faith that I can say, it is possible. It is possible. It is possible. Look at the second part. The small wins are vital attachment to our grand goals. Now, some of you are in the management. I want you to know that good marketing management always highlights certain small, manageable tasks. It's always good for you. When you plan something that is reachable. Plan something that you can achieve. Over an extended period of time when you start doing all of these things, the continuity of these minor successes will maximize the likelihood of completing a bigger success. I do not know what are your reachable goals in life. Think about it today. Think about it. I had my reachable goals. When I first pioneered a church back in Malaysia, my first goal was about reaching 50 people. I never even say, I'm going to reach 500 people, 100 people, 200. I say, Lord, just give me 50. Because it's achievable and it's reachable. And from there onwards, God began to multiply the 300 to 400. But I started off with just not a very ambitious goal, isn't it? 50 people. Some people say, come on, God is a big God. Put in some big stuff there. But I must understand one thing. I know my God is a big God, but He is a wise God too. Somebody say amen. So I need to put in some little reachable goals in my life. Look at the disciples at that time. The disciples were taught very well when they were with Jesus. In fact, while they were with Him, they actually saw all the miracles. The feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, Jesus calming the storm, Jesus performing the miracles, casting out the demons, healing the sick, and so forth. They saw those miracles. Besides, they actually went out two by two. And they experienced the miracles too. And they had all these little wins. And I want you to see, as they had all these wins, they gradually began to realize that they are able to do more than what God has told them to do. John 14, verse 11 to verse 12 says this. Listen to me. He says, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than this because I am going to the Father. I repeat, He will do even greater things than this because I'm going to the Father. Let me take you to Luke chapter 5. In Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. Luke chapter 5, verse 1 to 10. And it says this. One day Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee. The people crowded around Him and listened to the Word of God. Jesus saw two boats at the edge of the water. They had been left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into the boat that belonged to Simon. Jesus asked him to go out a little way from shore. Then He sat down in the boat and taught the people. When He finished speaking, He turned to Simon and said, "Go out into deep water. Let the nets down so you can catch some fish." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net." When they had done so, they caught a large number of fish. There were so many that the nets began to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. They came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees. "Go away from me, Lord," he said. "I am a sinful man." He and everyone with him were amazed at the number of fish they had caught. So were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who worked with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch people." It started off with a small win. Every small win is always attached to a bigger goal, bigger mission, bigger vision. Today, what are the small wins that you have? I pray that these small wins will boost up your faith. At the same time, increase the level of your motivation. Your competencies must increase as well. Look at Jesus' words to Peter. He could not believe his own eyes. In fact, he said it to the Lord, "We have worked so hard, we caught nothing." Isn't it true sometimes we tell God, "God, are you sure you still want me to do this? I've done it, Laura. I've done it so much and I can't see any success. I didn't have any victory, God." We try to look at it from a natural mind and say, "God, I've done it already." And the Lord said to him, "Hey, I want you to cast the net." And Peter looked at him and said, in a modern term, you probably say, "Are you crazy? I just told you I did it. Are you really crazy?" But then he said this, "Well, Lord, since you say so, I'll do it." I think this is one attitude we need to have, isn't it? We may not in a natural sense believe, but deep in our heart, He is Lord. He is Lord. I'm sure He knows what He's saying, isn't it true? And God, if you say so, I'll do it. I'll do it. Come what may, Lord, whatever the situation is. But if you say so, I know something good is going to happen. If Jesus said, "Here you are, do this." If you say so, Lord, I'll do it. And so He did. And when He did that, the miracle began. But you know something? Jesus said the last word. "Now, you're not here to catch fish anymore. You're here to catch me." I saw those little wins that I had in the school days. I love sports. I play a lot of games. And I still enjoy sports, except right now, everything goes very slow. I used to kick the ball and used to be a goalkeeper for my school. And now the ball just passed me easily. My mind says, "Catch it." That's it. That's how fast I am right now. Even when I play my squash, I knew the ball was coming. I just can't reach that ball anymore. It's a bit slow. But I still beat Azahel. I still beat him. Hallelujah. Yeah, he let me win. That's right. And I thought to myself, as I was just growing up in my younger days, these little wins that I have, this little achievement that I have, these little medals and cups that I have, has set an attachment to a bigger goal. I use this ability as a sports person to connect myself with young people in my youth ministry in the early days. Because a lot of young people love games. Play with them. Of course, some of these young people are right now about 30 plus. Okay? But at that time, they were young. And I was just enjoying myself playing games with them. You know what? It get the connection. I get connected with them, and not only have the time to play with them, but I get connected with them to counsel them and to teach them, and they were very open. This little means that I have was very much attached to a bigger goal in my life. This little means that I have has allowed me to gain stamina to do more ministries in the mission field as I travel to Vietnam and do more mission work over there. Brothers and sisters, there are some wings that you have which you do not know. In fact, even though you knew about it, but you thought they were insignificant. Some of the abilities that you have, some great success out of those abilities, and you thought it is just natural. But it was God given. God gave you the victories for a bigger goal in the future. Please, brothers and sisters, take note of your small wins. Your godly friendliness will constantly attract healthy friends. When you have such good time with your friends and you thought that small, little, enjoyable time is just part of enjoyment or entertainment. No, there are little wins that you have. My network and success with some other ministers, the fellowship was enriched. And we had such a great time together. And I come back home and I celebrated. You maybe say, crazy, why are you celebrating this little successful fellowship? It does matter to me. So when I start to celebrate and say, Father, thank you. I praise you for this great success in the fellowship. Great success of communication. Great success of having enrichment time with ministers together and also other friends. And during that time, I realized it enlarges my scope, enlarges my mission work, because all this connection brought me to another level of mission and ministry. Brothers and sisters, do not despise your small little wins. Thirdly, small wins are catalysts for tomorrow's victory. This is a very interesting part. Because in leadership, one is told to have a satisfying inner work of life. What is this inner work of life? The satisfying inner work of life is when you have a very powerful, healthy emotion. When you and I have effective perception of the world. When you and I have this rich nourishment of respect and recognition. How many of you know that one of those nourishers, there are four nourishers, one of those nourishers is respect and recognition, besides encouragement and also association and relationship. But respect is a value that I would appreciate that we learn to grow with it. Learn to grow, because we are living in a society where respect is not even spoken. It's not even part of our daily living today. We need to raise our family and teach our children to rise up with due respect for people, with due respect for older people, because these are nourishes. When you have learned to respect other people, you nourish your soul. Your soul will be more enriched and you will be challenged and grow within your spirit. Because respect brings greater and stronger ingredients to your inner man. So leadership is not about position behind the pulpit. No, leadership is about able to respect other people and lead them to the place where God wants them to be. We are living in a society and in the management world today where we do not have real leaders. We have a lot of bosses, because bosses boss around. We not only have bosses, but we have a lot of managers who only manages things. But we are looking for real leaders. Leaders who lead people where God wants them to be. Leaders are not leaders by position. Leaders are leaders who are called by God. Leaders who are trained and shaped, learning how to respect other people. Even a young kid who learns how to respect older people, they have a potential to be a great leader. Because it all begins with this nourishing element, respect and recognition. Small wins are very necessary through this inner work of our lives. Why do I say that? Because the small little wins help to remove obstacles that comes along your way. Obstacles that may block you from achieving higher goals. But when you have small wins, it helps you to remove and scrape off the obstacles that comes along with it. In your challenge, there will be obstacles. But when you have those small little wins, it helps you to scrape them away. Brothers and sisters, let us look at the book of Esther. It's a very beautiful book. Apparently, anyone who reads the book will always say, God is so silent. God is not silent. In the entire book, God is active without bringing himself obvious. He is very active in within and behind the entire scene and the event of Israel in citadels of Susa. They were already in captivity. They were cast away from the nation. And now they are living in a foreign land. But God was still with them. As he was actively operating his work among his people and among the people of that land. Yes, he was silent, but he was not inactive. Many of us here today will be thinking about, you know, sometimes I don't hear from God. I don't even know whether he's working or whether he's doing anything. It seems like he's not doing anything. Because I don't get any goosebumps when they talk about God. Hey, brothers and sisters, listen carefully. Love here is very, very active. And his love was just activating among the people of Israel right in the citadel of Susa. Right from the beginning, the small wins begin. You remember King Xerxes had a wife. Her name was Vashti. And she was deposed. And Esther came in. And she was placed in a very key position. Took over the place of Vashti. She became the wife of the king. Mordecai discovered the plot of a conspiracy going against the king. But there was no reward for him. Then gradually, Haman came into the picture. And he decided to cast a decree against the people of, or the Jewish people. And the decree is to demolish and annihilate the entire nation of Israel right in that land. And that decree was stipulated on the 13th Nisan. And we actually discovered the 13th of Nisan happens to be the day just before the Passover. And we know that the Passover is the day to acknowledge God delivered Israel out of Egypt. And that edict was stipulated one day before that, which he was not aware that God was preparing to set the people free. Anyway, the whole story began one night. The king has insomnia, couldn't sleep well. And the Lord gave him a revelation that there was a man who actually discovered the plot of the conspiracy, but he was not awarded. When they found out it was Mordecai, so the king planned to award him. And when he was planning to award him, he asked Haman. Haman plotted to get rid of Mordecai. He actually got a gallows prepared for Mordecai. Now listen, brothers and sisters. The king asked him the question about this award of position. And Haman thought it was him. And he started to give the king some great ideas. And found out later on it was Mordecai. And soon after, the downfall of Haman took place after the situation. Brothers and sisters, the small little wins of putting Esther into position, Mordecai taking his stand in position not to bow to Haman, and there were little wins of God sending Esther before Mordecai. And Mordecai got hold of the people to pray. Those little small wins that has brought the entire nation together and saved them from being demolished completely. These small wins have led the country to another victory. It was their tomorrow's victory. I do not know your situation, but in your small wins, I can be very rest assured it will lead you for your future victories. There are small little wins that you probably need to collect them and place them in your hands and say, Father, these are small little wins that I have. And I trust and I pray that these wins will help me to have greater win and greater victory in the future. Believe it or not, when I saw our life as a family, husband and wife with children, and we saw those little wins we have. Yes, we have a lot of stumbling. We have a lot of time where we argue to get things right. Yes, families are not perfect. But during the time of teaching, educating, and learning, and bringing them out together, celebrating their birthdays, celebrating the gatherings of being a family, it's great. Some of us, we often think that, oh, no, I don't have much time. I'm too busy for these little things. You know, maybe another time. Brothers and sisters, do not ignore the small wins. They are necessary. Sometimes we say, oh, never mind, today I do not need to go and have this meeting. Never mind, I don't think I'm that important, you know, they can have their own. Brothers and sisters, listen, if they called you to be part of it, go in and be part of it. Why? When you get into that group, when you get into the fellowship, and when you learn something out of that, you have some small wins for yourself. And this small little win is going to help you to have bigger victory. When I get together with some of the pastors together, we discuss, we talk, we fellowship. And sometimes in the midst of discussion, we picked up some ideas. You understand what I'm saying? We pick up some ideas. Wow. I never thought of that. I had some great revelation, and he was speaking something, and that person was speaking something. I took them and put them together, go home, I digest them, and I start to evaluate all of them, and I say, wow, look at that. These are my small wins. I've learned something, and I took these small wins for my big projects, and I say, Lord, thank you. It gives me a greater blessing, and I enjoy that. How do you grow in the Lord? Small wins. How do you enjoy the fellowship together? Small wins. Do not miss those things out. Some of you may say, oh, just a coffee break. It doesn't matter. You know, every time when I see people having fellowship, having coffee break, so when you go over there and I look at it and I say, wow, you know what I do? I go home and sit down and I start to think about the beautiful thing about the fellowship that I just saw. I say, this is a small wings. The small little wings that I see. I enjoy seeing what people are doing. And I enjoy seeing the musician after doing all their stuff. They go back there, finish a service, pack up the whole thing. And I'm just watching and, you know, sometimes you guys thought I'm not watching. And as I was watching, I was just thanking God, and I said, Lord, thank you for these people who put their hearts and their love to do something. Increase the music, increase the anointing, increase the grace of God upon their lives. Because these are little wins that we can do bigger things. Amen. This is my challenge for you. I had those little wins before in Malaysia, and we have seen church grow. 300 to 400 came over here, and I thought I just want to impart the same thing. Let there be more small wins, and look at them and say, wow, I know that we can do bigger things. How many of you agree that we can do bigger things? Somebody say amen. Amen. Let us celebrate the small wins. If you're starting a business, don't be afraid. Go for small wins. Your business will flourish as the days goes by. Some of you may say, Pastor, I've gone through so much trouble and difficulties. You know, sometimes, church, listen, everybody goes through difficulties, right? But don't look at your difficulties to overtake and supersede all the small little wins you have. Sometimes we magnify all our little problems. Mosquito bite, you say the bee stung. You know this kind of thing? We have, don't look at those things. Look at those small wins now. Don't look at all those little problems you have. If you tell me that you got a problem, hey, we also got a problem. How many of you here in this room don't have problems? Praise God. Nobody lift up hands. Praise the Lord. We have. Isn't it true? But then with all these problems, are we going to say, oh man, I don't know how to go about living my life. Those problems will be there. But they are not going to stay there permanently. Look at your small wins. And I'm sure there is a very beautiful hymn that always tells us, count your blessing one by one. Isn't it true? Count your blessing. Look at all your small little wins. And I'm very sure when you start looking at your small wins, your problems are never that big anymore. And then with the small wins, God is going to take you to another level. That's what we all want to be.
You've been listening to Pastor Calvin Sim from Life Solutions Christian Church. For more information, please feel free to contact us by phone on 0410-985-432 or find us online at www.lifesolution.org.au.